Chapter 7 Lesson 4 Becoming Super The Power of Leverage to Create Wealth. It is not enough to be busy. So are the ants. The question is, what are we busy about? Henry David Thoreau. When I was in my early 30s, I woke up one day to discover a strange rash on my chest. Gazing into the mirror, it looked as if someone had rubbed poison ivy on me while I slept. There was an angry red stripe of pus-filled blisters sweeping across one side of my chest. Unlike poison ivy, however, this rash hurt. It was incredibly painful. I had no idea what it was, but it hurt so much that I had trouble focusing at work, and off I went to the doctor. The doctor took one look, sat back, and said, "Shingles." "Shingles?" I repeated. "Shingles." He explained that shingles was a recurrence of the same virus that causes chickenpox, something that, like many people, I'd had as a child. "The strange thing is," he said, "you usually don't see this until age 50 or 60. You usually have to be older or sick or under a lot of stress. Frankly, I don't know why you have it." I sure knew. At the time, I was in Dallas running the real estate territory I'd purchased. I'd opened up 4 franchises already, and I was going full speed, doing what I did best back then, which was working hard. At the time, I thought working hard was the secret to everything, to wealth, to business, to success. And my strategy was to keep adding hours to my workday to get everything done. And there was a lot to get done. I was doing everything from buying office furniture and assembling cubicles to managing money, recruiting staff, and repairing computers. If there was a job, I somehow had my fingers in it. But I was running myself into the ground in the process, and the painful case of shingles was my wake-up call. Here I was suffering from a condition that afflicted people decades older than me, or patients suffering from things like cancer or HIV. Clearly, something needed to change. The ABCs of Wealth. At about the same time as I was being plagued by shingles, I attended a seminar and met a man whose net worth was almost $1 billion. As we spoke, I did some quick mental math. I knew how hard I was working to generate a small fraction of his wealth, and I tried to imagine the work needed to generate $1 billion. How could I ever get that much done? And how come he didn't have shingles? I asked him, "How is it even possible to get everything done? My business is tiny compared to yours, and I'm falling further behind every day." "The secret to my success is easy," he told me. "Each morning I write down the top 7 things I have to do that day." "Top 7 things," I thought. "Okay." "And then," he continued, "I do the first 3. That's it." "That's it?" "That's it," he said. "That's my whole secret to success." I watched him walk away content while I rubbed the fading scabs of my shingles. I returned to the office a changed man. Where before I just attacked my to-do list in the order I wrote it down, now I began to assign priorities to everything. I gave everything an A, B, or C priority. A's were top priority, C's were bottom. And then, I just did the A's. Even if they were the hardest thing or I didn't want to do them, I did the A's. The A's, I knew, were the most important things in my business. If that's what the billionaire was doing, then that's what I was going to do. End of story. It was a revelation. 2 things happened almost immediately. First, and most surprisingly, I started having a lot more fun. Before, I was waking up to a day of endless tasks, most of which just seemed to be getting in the way of what I wanted to do. Now I began to look forward to the day, because I knew my time was being spent in the most valuable way possible. Second, I started getting much better results. Things began to happen. By focusing my time on the most important things, I was able to accomplish far more. If I spent the day fixing computers and assembling cubicles, my business didn't grow at all. In fact, it shrunk. But if I spent the same hours focused on A-list items like business development and recruiting, things changed dramatically for the better. Beyond prioritization. It would be easy to label what the billionaire taught me as prioritization or time management. And technically, those labels are true. Putting things in order from most important to least is the most basic of time management and productivity principles. You'd be hard-pressed to find a book or workshop on the subject that doesn't include some variation on it. But getting your priorities right doesn't capture what actually happened. It doesn't explain why prioritization works. How was it that a simple change in the sequence of how I did things could transform my results so much? What the billionaire revealed to me was something that every would-be wealth builder must learn. Some learn it early and easily, others like me get shingles. But whenever and however you learn it, the lesson is the same. To become wealthy, you need to learn to get more from the resources you have. To grasp that lesson, we have to go back more than two millennia to the Greek mathematician and inventor Archimedes. He's reported to have said that given a long enough lever and a place to stand, he could move the entire earth. Archimedes was speaking about physical levers, but his principle of leverage applies much more broadly. It explains why when I started prioritizing my time, I realized I was having a far greater impact on my business in the same number of hours or less. I wasn't just using my time. I was leveraging it. Leverage is about doing more with the same or less input. When you use a long lever to move something heavy, you can lift far more with the same force. When I used my time more purposefully, I was getting more done. I was applying my time at the highest levels of my business, which meant that time was doing more. Same input of time, greater output of results. And in the case of my business, greater output meant more sales and increasing wealth. The math of millionaires. We all have resources that we put to work every day. Each of us has things like time, money, energy, and physical assets. And we can use those resources to create value and build wealth. When you use your time to work, for example, you're exchanging that resource to earn income. When you deposit your money in a savings account, you're exchanging that resource for a very small amount of interest. Millionaires have resources too. They have time, money, energy, and assets, just like everyone. But they see those things differently. The non-wealthy think, if I keep adding to my savings account, maybe I'll increase my wealth. If I just add more hours to my day, maybe I can get more done. If I put in more time at work, maybe I can earn more. Those things are all true, but only to a limited extent. Where most people see the world as additive, put more in, get a proportionate amount out, the wealthy see the world differently. They know that addition, adding more time to the day or more money to an account, is just that, adding. Millionaires don't like adding. They like multiplying. They like leverage. They want their investments of time, energy, money, and other assets to increase exponentially, not in a straight line. My meeting with the billionaire had introduced me to the first form of leverage, multiplying my time. Where I had been adding more things to my workload until I finally buckled under the strain, he was strategically adding the right things so that his time delivered the greatest possible value. Each day I tried to do more things while he just did the three most important. Every day for years, he was multiplying his efforts while I was adding mine up. The math wasn't working in my favor. Once I took his advice to heart, I realized I could compound my efforts by changing how I spent my time. My time suddenly became more valuable. I'd increase the impact of my time by multiplying instead of adding. The journey from shingles to leverage wasn't easy, but it was powerful. As one person told me after I began my post-shingles transformation, "It's like you transformed from Clark Kent to Superman." I'm still not perfect, of course. I'm no Superman. But when you discover the magic of leverage, it can sure feel that way. Wealth is a team sport. Of course, you've probably already figured out the catch with this elegant prioritization plan. There were side effects to doing nothing but A jobs. It didn't take long before those little B's and C's began to pile up. My home became a disaster. I'd given up on C tasks like housework. My business was growing, but my personal finances were in chaos because I'd stopped paying my bills. Not because I didn't have the money, but because paying bills wasn't an A task. It wasn't the best use of my time. Which all seemed great until my electricity got cut off and my credit card late charges arrived. Or when the office turned into an unkept mess and the computers broke down because I wasn't fixing them, slowing office work to a crawl. That was when I realized I'd have to leverage more than just my own time. I'd reached the limit of how much I could leverage myself. I was going to need help. First, I hired a bookkeeper, and then an assistant. I began to surround myself with people to take care of the tasks that weren't the best use of my time. I assembled a team and learned another form of leverage. The value in multiplying through other people, not just myself. If you poll the ranks of self-made millionaires, you won't find many who built wealth alone. It's extremely rare. Technology has given us some remarkable tools for leverage that didn't exist a few decades ago. But for the most part, significant wealth creation is a team sport. Multimillionaires know that it's extremely difficult to generate millions of dollars worth of value on your own. They know they need to build a team. Don't be fooled into thinking that you need to rush out and start putting more people on the payroll. That might be a reality for you, but not everyone is following the same path to wealth. Your team can take many forms. You may have infrequent contractors and consultants to do specific things. A small business owner might have sales agents paid on commission or vendors who supply products or materials. They might have a virtual assistant to book their travel and appointments. A real estate investor might have a network of trusted tradespeople to manage repairs at a rental property. You don't have to build an army of full-time employees to increase your leverage. But you do need to build a team if you want your wealth to grow. Why leverage matters. The average person thinks that work is the most important way to become wealthy. They're partially right. Work is critical. You'll never find a millionaire who thinks you should just sit around and hope for wealth. If you choose wealth, you're also choosing to put time and energy, what you might call work, into making that choice a reality. But here's the important distinction. Work is less important than leverage. How could it be any other way? After all, many, if not most people, spend decades working. Most adults spend the bulk of their middle years putting in some variation on the 40-hour work week. But only a fraction become millionaires. If work were the most important strategy for becoming wealthy, we'd all be rich. But we're not. Not even close. The vast majority of us are broke or at best, financially, okay. There must be another factor at work. That factor is leverage. How you use your time, your money, your energy, and your talents is what determines wealth. It's worth repeating. How you use your time, your money, your energy, and your talents are what determines wealth, not work. Everyone is working. The difference is leverage. How you use your time, your money, your energy, and your talents multiplies your work efforts. For example, a real estate agent can work selling homes for their entire career. Each sale adds to their wealth. They can build a life that way and tuck cash away carefully for a modest retirement. The more clients they attract, the more listings they have, and over time they can sell more property and work more hours to earn more. At some point, however, they reach a cap in what they can accomplish. Compare that to someone who buys real estate and then rents it out. Each property represents a monthly income stream that requires very little ongoing effort. The person who builds a real estate income business multiplies their time and money, with no upper limit on what they can earn. Same market sector, very different wealth prospects. And the difference lies in leverage. Likewise, the person who works for a business has little opportunity for leverage. The person who starts one, on the other hand, has no limits at all. Learning, the longest lever of all. In hindsight, I often wonder if that case of shingles saved my life. If I had kept working harder and longer, I probably would have worked my way into an early grave, or at least destroyed my health and relationships along the way. The more I began to learn about leverage, the more I began to see the world through that lens. Like I was viewing the world with super X-ray vision that allowed me to see through the surface world of adding and into the deeper world of leverage and multiplication. What I began to see is that there's a natural progression in how most people learn about leverage and begin to take advantage of it. In business, you often start out alone. It's just you doing all the work at first. As you get busier, you quickly realize you have to leverage your time if you want to get everything done. Spending your time on things that don't deliver important results, like filing papers, and you're stuck in adding instead of multiplying. Worse still, you could be trapped in subtracting. When you get busy enough, however, you realize you need help. You can't abandon the B's and C's like I did and expect the train to stay on the tracks. That's when you start to add other people. You leverage their time to get more done, and ideally, get it done better than you could do it. As your wealth begins to grow, you realize that money is like time and people. It's a resource that you can leverage too. To be multiplied, money also needs to be put to work. It needs to be in motion. The wealthy have learned this. They know that money in a savings account or a coffee tin or under the mattress isn't doing anything. They know that to multiply their wealth, they have to put time, people, and money to work. There is one form of leverage that cuts across all these forms of multiplication. It's what I call the master lever. And it's accessible to you right now. You don't need to have employees to put to work or cash to invest. All you need is something that we all have: the ability to learn. Learning is the master multiplier. Everything you learn, you get to apply over and over again. It's like having a single dollar and getting to spend it time and time again. Learning is the golden goose of life. As long as you nurture it, it will continue to pay dividends. This, in the end, is the true value of mornings. In that quiet period of stillness, when the world is asleep and you're in complete control, that's when you can learn. That's when you nurture the golden goose and pull the longest lever of all. That's when you find your superpower. Morning Millionaires. I work out for an hour on alternating days and jog to the office. At the office, I review the to-do list I made the night before. I figure out my priorities and do those first. The day has a way of running away from you, so this makes sure the most important tasks get done. Barbara Corcoran, founder of the Corcoran Group and investor on Shark Tank.